The Roman era, from the end of the 1st century BC to the 4th century AD. Substantial political changes took place in Liburnia when the province of Illyricum, that is Dalmatia, was formed by the Emperor Augustus, 31 BC to 14 AD. Innona was, together with other Liburnian communities, included in the Roman province of Dalmatia. It was given the status of municipality around 16 BC and continued to develop under Roman law. A city council was constituted, which had the power to make decisions concerning finance, land, communication, holidays, and so on. The members of the council were elected from amongst the local people who owned property and were highly regarded. Executive power within the frames of the community statute were given to two members, duum viri iure dicundo, plus two officials of lower status, the aediles. They supervised trade, communications, traffic, public events, general cleanliness, public safety, and so on. All free and full-righted citizens of the community were given Latin or city rights and were registered in the Tribus Sergia. Innona had its own patron or protector, elected from the highest ranks of Roman dignitaries in the province of Dalmatia. Publius Silvius Nerva, governor of the province of Illyricum in 20 BC, and Lucius Volusius Saturninus, the emperor's governor of the province of Dalmatia, 34 to 40 AD, to whom the citizens of Innona, as a gesture of gratefulness, erected statues with dedicated inscriptions. During the 1st century, Innona completely changed its urban picture. Walls and city gates with towers were built, bridges were constructed, and water supply was introduced. Within the city walls, streets were laid out in a regular pattern and paved. The main streets were defined, and finally, a forum was constructed, and on it a magnificent temple. All other aspects of social and private life were caught up in the process of Romanization. On religious grounds, Roman gods were worshipped: Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, Dionysus, Neptune, Venus, and Vulcan, and the cult of the emperor. From amongst local deities, the goddess of fertility, Anzotica, continued to be worshipped. The presence of Italic families, strong trade and traffic connections, presented favourable conditions for the import of various goods for everyday use, made from ceramics, glass, amber and metal. Especially prominent were products from the northern Italic workshop centres in Aquileia and Trieste. During the 1st century and throughout the 2nd century, the burial custom of cremating the dead dominated. From the 2nd century, skeletal burial took on a wider interest. Poorer citizens were buried in amphorae or under stone slabs, while more prosperous citizens had tombstones erected on their graves of the type chippi, stelae, or sarcophagi.